have something just real quick. If you believe that, then you don't know me. But anyway, something that I read, my friend sent me, and it meant so much. I'm wheezing out. It says, failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success. And that helped me so much because I have Kimmy. She did so loud. I just lost it. Anyway, sometimes I just feel like a failure. And, you know, I think, oh my gosh, I'm 67 years old. I should have this, you know, I should have this damn hat. And yeah, things have happened. But nothing that hasn't happened to a lot of other people. But when I read this, it's a part of my success. It's learning how to deal with our things that God has given us to learn. And I just was real excited to hear that. I just was so excited that we don't have failures because we've got Jesus. In Mark 4:30, it says, Yahweh asked, how can we show what the kingdom of God is like? To what can we compare it? It's like a mustard seed planted in the ground. The mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds on earth. However, when planted, it comes up and becomes taller than all the garden plants. It grows such large branches that birds can nest in its shade. You know, God doesn't do anything halfway, not ever. He is so perfect in everything that he does. And I know that we all have struggles lately, you know, with sicknesses, not getting to see family, I mean, financial problems, money, everything. But God doesn't do things just halfway. He loves us completely and where we are. So don't look at your failures and think that you are a failure, because you're not. And we can't be a failure because we've got the Holy Spirit in us. So that meant a lot to me, and I thought, man, God even thought about the mustard seed and what it can do. So any little thing that we have in us, we can spread it to someone else, and it will grow. So don't be discouraged. Just keep going out there and planting your seeds and being encouraged, because one day all this will be over. You know, we may all be home by then, but you know, this will be over. It's not a surprise to God. And we are in good hands. We are in good hands. So we are not failures in Jesus Christ. We've got the heart and the courage of David, him being so little and coming against that giant. We have giants every day come in our life. But we've got to have that courage and motivation to know that it's all going to work out. And that's trusting, and it's hard to trust. But with faith, we can trust what God has for us. So let's just keep praying for one another, keep encouraging one another, especially praying for the ones that were struggling, having so much sickness going on, and people get their shots. And somebody said the other day, do you think they're putting microchips in those needles, you know? And I just think, you know, we just got to do what we feel's right in our heart. You don't like Biden, we'll pray for him. You don't like the shots, don't take it. You know, let's be careful of what we speak on one another and just be encouraging to one another. So I want to encourage you, the single ones especially. You know, Valentine's is coming up, and I know that women usually get tickled over it more than men do. I used to always get, my boyfriend would always break up with me right before Valentine's and Christmas. I never realized why. I think they were cheap, but David always got me tulips, and I love those. And I got later where I would just go get what I wanted because he just never had the time, he said. But, you know, we just got to get through it the best way we can, and it's good that we have days of love every day, because God loves us. I love y'all. God loves you. Pastor and Linda love you. And we're just all in this together. So I appreciate sweet Jesus being with us and taking care of all of us. So that's all I had.
Amen.